Hello everyone, I hope everybody's doing well. It's super late at night, but I just felt compelled to record this podcast because I just really want to talk to you guys about the current situation and you know what's happening kind of on a global scale when it comes to the job market currently. And I'm probably going to post this tomorrow because, as I mentioned, super late at night, but I just felt like there's so much to say right now. And I work with so many of your amazing students right now that are just feeling so confused and so lost because, you know, things are starting to slow down and it's exactly the contrary to what we thought was going to happen. And although we may see positions advertised, there's not much movement when it comes to recruitment. And I'm just going to talk about this a little bit on this podcast. It's going to be just a really chilled and relaxing conversation. Just going to be me, you know, talking to you guys about what I feel and what I've read about the situation. I keep a lot of, contacts in the industry. And I've been talking to some of my really close contacts, one of my really super close friends that are really top executives in the industry about what's happening, you know, the companies, you know, what's happening in their departments and things like that. And there's a couple of things that I really want to address because I feel like this is the right time. I don't want to be the bearer of bad news. I don't want you guys to hate me. You know, I think, you know, me saying all these kind of almost negative things, but I'd rather just me saying them now. So you guys are one, prepared, and two, I want all of you to realize that you are amazing. You have amazing skills. You are definitely worth it in every situation. It's just the current economic situation, the job market, and the recession that is going to start kicking in any minute now are going to have like a huge knock-on effect on your job placements, on your realization or career progression and all these things. So I just prefer be kind of speaking to them, you know, speaking about these things now and speaking, just kind of saying out loud all these things that we just really don't want to mention because we really want to keep hopeful. But reality is, guys, that the economy is actually slowing down, almost dying down, and it's not returning to normal. And I'm not sure that we are going to go back to normal anytime soon. And there's a couple of reasons for that. Now, I do read a lot of, you know, I read Forbes, I read a lot of news, I watch the stock markets, I keep myself informed about the economy. So not just about what's happening with fashion and fashion news, but also about the economy, because it's all interlinked, guys. If the economy is not working, then the fashion industry is definitely not going to be working, because the fashion industry, as glamorous as it is, it's a massive wheel to promote just amazing garments that need to be bought by people. And if consumers are not buying because of lower, you know, income, because of, you know, everything that's happening, if the slower economy, then the companies are going to have less cash. And if the company have less cash, then it starts a knock-on effect on recruitment, on job opportunities. You know, companies will start to lean out their HR capital, essentially. So they're going to have less people doing more jobs, and where you had, like, for example, 5 people in a team, now you're going to have only 3 people in the team doing exactly the same job, just because the companies, you know, brands worldwide will try to optimize their resources when it comes to that. And that's all because, you know, there's not enough cash in the business. It's not the same as the year before or even 2018. And there's so many statistics that you guys can read about that, but I really don't want you to delve into that negativity. I really want you to take from this is just the fact that it will be slower. And I personally thought that the slowest period is going to be during the pandemic. And, you know, even when I was working with students during the pandemic, we had so much success together. I had students that found a new job within 2 weeks of us working together. I had other students finding remote internships. I had other students having 4 interviews in the same week. And it was just like crazy because it was in April, like late April, beginning of May, bang in the middle of the pandemic. In the middle of the biggest lockdown, and still there was opportunity, and people were actually hopeful about the summer and how we're going to reopen soon, and how things are going to go back to normal, and all these different things. So the wheel kept turning, even though the cash was slower, and people couldn't shop in retail. There were other people that were shopping online, and there was this, stimuli from all these other people that were shopping in general during the pandemic, during the lockdown. And, the unemployment rates were not as high as they are till this current date. And I was really hopeful. So I was thinking in my head, wow, if we can achieve, the success that we did during the pandemic, like imagine when we're out of the lockdown, when things are going back to normal, like there are going to be so much opportunity, it's going to be great. And reality is, guys, that end of July was a month I had, to be honest, like I had like a really difficult week last week when, naturally I work with you guys, so I want you guys to achieve the best success ever. And I just kept seeing how it's so slow and it's not happening, and the rejection rates are higher than ever, and I'm someone that I used to work in recruitment. I know the process inside and out. I know exactly what recruiters think. I know exactly what's happening. I know exactly what goes on in someone's mind when they're recruiting, when they're looking for someone else. And I even was confused about the responses, that we were getting. And then I started reaching out to old clients of mine. I started reaching out to old people, like old connections that I have in the industry, candidates, and just asking what is happening. Because if this was 2019, if this was even 6 months ago, I knew like the person coming with this, representation, CV application, they will just be guaranteed a job, like 100%. Like I know what makes someone look good. Like I've worked with so many luxury brands in their executive recruitment. I'm used to boosting other people's CV and cover letter, and I used to type out myself these presentations about candidates because there was such a high caliber talents that I just had to make them look even extra good so they will be accepted by this luxury company even for an interview. And I used to prepare them for the interview, so I know the process inside and out. And I was just confused about what's happening, and I kept it really quiet. I wasn't as busy on Instagram as I am usual, because it just felt like I'm almost failing you guys. Like I feel like I'm almost not delivering. And so I started speaking with people from the industry, and I kept getting the same response every single time, and it's that it's just not moving. It's just not moving. The market is stagnating. When it comes to recruitment, although there are new positions because of the unemployment and people that lost their jobs, they're not willing to do the same. They're not willing to do like a level down for less money as long as they have a job. And when you have someone, for example, that worked for 2 years, let's say if they worked 2 years in a buying role, they might have progressed to, they might have gone through the buyer admin role, then they became a buyer assistant or whatever, and then they got the sack because of the COVID. And now they go for jobs, they're even buyer admin role. So naturally, when you have someone with 2 years experience versus someone fresh out of university, the end of the situation. The person with 2 years experience will get the job even though they are on a high level. But they're willing to do the job anyways because they need to eat. Essentially, we all need to eat. And it's just sad. So I wanted to come on here. I didn't want this to be kind of a Debbie Downer podcast. On the contrary, I want this to be kind of a reality check along just kind of a really nice motivational message that I want to send out to everybody. First of all, I want you all to realize how much you're worth it, because no situation ever, global pandemic, recessions, you know, economic crash or whatever, will take away your personal worth. It might be a temporary slowdown. It might be, you know, it might just happen slower than it would have happened like a year ago. But this will not devalue you as a person. This will not devalue your skills, your competencies, your knowledge, how good you are, and your potential to grow in the industry. And just because it's not happening now doesn't mean that it's not going to happen essentially and eventually for you. That's what I need you to keep in mind. You know, from everything that I just said, the one thing that I really want you guys to take away from this is that you are definitely 100% worth it. You are more than worth it. You have all the knowledge and all the competencies. And there are just a couple of factors stopping you from achieving success right now. And it's nothing to do with your own knowledge. The one thing that kind of really got me down this week is when I had this student and they just came back to me at one point. They were like, maybe I'm just like stupid, or I'm just like not good enough, because why is it not happening? And, you know, the only thing that I can tell them is not happening because you are up against A, B, C, and D. You're up against so many different factors, and it's not, you're not stupid. There's nothing to do with you. It's just so many other things happening. And, you know, for us millennials and Gen Zs out there, it's a bit more difficult for us to really be humble about the situation, because we're so, with technology and everything moving so fast for the past couple of years, we're used to just instant, you know, achievements or instant success. We never had to work as hard as, you know, our parents or generations before that. And it's all because everything became a lot more accessible and a lot more quick. And, you know, all these opportunities are open worldwide and all these different things, da 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 da. But what we need to remember right now is that this global pandemic, COVID, basically pulled globally the economic 10 to 15 years back because of the you know, immediate kind of stop of cash flow for a lot of businesses. So many businesses failed, so many businesses bankrupt, so many fashion businesses bankrupt, especially in America, because, you know, they just have like their bureaucracy, they're just completely different and it's just out of control. But, you know, so many different things that is affecting the market in the moment, and where we had 9/11, 2001, that affected, you know, economy and affected the businesses worldwide. Then we had the recession 2008, and that was a difficult recession. COVID-19 and the global pandemic will be more difficult than either one of those, because it's something that we don't know how long it's going to last for. For example, with 9/11, we had, you know, the crash of the planes, that was one, you know, and the Pentagon, and it was a terrorist attack that was, you know, that affected the economic for like generations ahead. But it was one thing that happened once, and then we had to recover slowly from it. With the recession in 2008, we had, you know, the bubble bursting, and it happened once. That happened in one day. And then we had to recover kind of slowly from it. And now we're up against COVID, or, you know, the invisible enemy, as Boris Johnson calls it, you know, lol. And we have this situation which, first, we were told it's going to last until May. And then it carried through, especially here in the UK. Now, this is another thing that you guys need to remember, that this is also strongly individual for different markets, because, for example, Italy reopened earlier in May and their economy is reboosting. Bulgaria, for example, I was in Bulgaria this last month and it doesn't seem like there is COVID in there. People are, you know, doing their business, they're out and about, they're boosting the economy, things are getting back slowly back intact, and things are starting to move in the same like normal direction. But they lifted the lockdown on 13th of May. In the UK, some restrictions are still not lifted, especially like large businesses and business spaces, like office spaces, which, as I mentioned, for some of them, they're not going to be reopened until 2021. And you can imagine how much money are burning just in rents and all these different things. And if businesses are now bringing down money because of the less of consumption, it's just like a vicious circle of losses all around, you know, the industry and across like different big businesses. Alongside this, we've seen a lot of booming businesses, like small businesses during the pandemic, which was amazing because we've seen so much success. But when it comes to recruitment and when it comes to, you know, finding this next position for you, you just have to think really strategically now. Like, this is the time to really put all your knowledge into place. Everything that you read in blogs, my podcasts, if you wish, or my free masterclasses or things that you've watched. So if you've worked with me, you know, the coaching that we did, and if you've taken the course, if you've done the masterclasses, anything that you've done, you really need to start putting it into practice now and really need to start thinking strategically about your applications and how this is going to impact your applications for the future. And I really, really, really want to just really stress this out, guys. This is not a time to be taking any chances or any risks. Or thinking, oh, you know, my CV just looks like semi-good. Like, you might not have the same skills that they're looking for on the job role, but I will just apply anyways because, you know, what's the harm? Well, the harm is that you will just basically, A, you're not going to get anywhere with that CV because there's so many people up against you now more than ever because, as I mentioned, because of unemployment or people wanting to pivot their jobs from retail, for example, they want to go to head office or do all these different things, you're up against a bigger competition this year. And requests and requirements are just that much more higher. And HR managers in general, in the brands and the market, and, you know, decision makers, the decision making managers are really going to be picky, guys, because this is not the time to be wasting money on someone. Recruitment is loss of money, essentially. Before you start bringing back money to the company, when you first get employed by someone, there is this initial investment of like 1 to 3 months where essentially you're just training. So you're not really doing your job properly. You're not going to be put into the deep end because you might mess things up. So there is essential onboarding, training, etc. There's someone guaranteeing for how you do your job and things like that. So there's no return of investment. So for example, if you're getting like, let's say, just if you're getting like 20k per year, like just a standard salary, that's like what, like 1,000, like 4,500, like 1,500 per month for your salary. I'm not even sure that's correct, but let's just say it's like 1,500 per month or something like that, like before tax. And this is what you cost the business. So you're almost costing them like 5k by the time you actually started making money back to the business. And this is the number one factor. This is the decision-making factor, guys. Business is about money. Doesn't matter if it's fashion business, entertainment business, music business, finance, whatever. It's all about, you know, essentially the money. It's all about the cash that you bring into the company. Doesn't matter what function you're going to be doing in the industry. You know, you're not you're not doing anything else but just boosting the performance of the brand so it brings more money. If you're in marketing, posting the marketing. If you're in buying, making better collections. If you're in design, executing the collections or designing the collections. If you're in styling, styling them to perfection so they can sell better. It's all about how you're going to sell so you can bring more cash in. So essentially, to be hired, you need to have that initial return of investment. What I keep saying all the time is that you need to sound like money and look like money. Your resume, you need to be that, basically you need to be their type on paper. This is not the time to be taking risks, you guys. This is the time to really, really, really think strategically about how you're going to present yourself to this person. Imagine that you're going on a date with kind of, you know, the love of your life on paper. Like imagine if you're going for your dream job, This is exactly like you're going on a first date with this amazing guy or a girl that you really want to impress and that you think this could be like the love of your life. Like, how are you going to represent yourself? Are you going to go and just be like, eh, whatever. You know, I'm just not even going to brush my teeth. Like, if they like me, they like me, whatever. Or you're going to just put like your best outfit. You're going to really bring your A game and you're going to look like super cool and you're going to brush your teeth, essentially, like, do all these things to like impress them. This is exactly the same thing. Exactly the same thing. Doesn't matter if you're applying for a dream job or just a job. You need to basically wow the recruiter. You need to give them that essential information that they really like to see. Like, they want to see that you are going to be their person. They need to see that you're going to be the person that's going to do the job to perfection, that you will be the one worth the hire. And 99.9% of the times why you're not successful is because there's something in your application that's not really giving them that information that they really want to see. And that, or on the interview, they're not really hearing the information that they like to hear. Now there's that other 0.01%, as I mentioned, which is the situation at the moment, or there might be someone internal progressing, or there might be just some other factors that has nothing to do with how good you are as a professional. It's like a summary of things that can define why you're going to get or you will not get the dream job. So as I mentioned, this is really the time to step it up, guys. Really, really step it up. Now, I'm not saying go and buy more books or study more courses and do other different things. Just really sit down. Like, this is not even about, like, even, you know, reaching out and getting coaching services if you can't afford it right now. This is all about me just basically saying to all of you, sit down, rework your application. Sit down and really think about it. Just really, really, really think about it. Just analyze every single detail. Is this relevant? Is this what they like to see on my CV? Is this relevant to the job role? You know, you have the job description in front of you anyways when you're applying for a job. They're basically spelling it out for you, like requirements. We want someone with this, someone to do this. Skills, so like ideal candidate. We like the ideal candidate to have this and this and this skills. Now, do you have all of these things on your CV? Because if you don't, then you most likely you know now why you're not successful. So you can see like how all these things are really, really important. But alongside that, what I really want you guys to remember is that if it's not happening, it will happen soon. And don't get frustrated, don't get angry. Oh, actually, if you do want to get frustrated and angry, maybe you should do that and just get it out of the way. You know, just have like a day when you like cry and scream and break shit and, you know, sorry about saying that. And, you know, just doing all these different things and, you know, really get it out of your system, because you really want to have a clear mind and clear, like, level head when you're applying for different positions, because you want to think strategically and you want to think rationally, not irrationally, about your application process. And what I really, really guys want to remember from this situation is that, you know, most likely we're facing another lockdown coming September time or like late November. This is something that, you know, I've read and across so many different things and, you know, it's already starting to happen. We're not coming back to normal anytime soon. We already know that. So many businesses are not fully operating as normal. We know that. So there are different factors to why you guys are achieving success a lot slower than you would have had, as I mentioned, even 6 months ago, or like 6-7 months ago, like in January or February even. So I really, really want you guys to, you know, take a deep breath, relax, sit down, put pen on paper, really think strategically about your application, what you can do to enhance your performance, and also think about what else I can do. So if this is not happening, for example, I want to work in luxury, it's not happening, what else I can do? Go to premium, even go to high street fashion. This is not the time to really be picky about who I want to work for and, you know, how to, you know, just be really, really picky about, like, the different situations. Although, yes, it's really good to have, like, moral standards. And, for example, you might not want to work for fast fashion because about sustainability and all these different things, which I completely understand, because I wouldn't, back in the day, if I had to choose, I wouldn't have started my career in a fast fashion brand. But back in the day, even when I was a graduate, it was difficult to get jobs and all the different things. So essentially, I started whenever I could and I did whatever I could so I can just start my career. And it's kind of almost the same for you guys now. You have to really think, what else I can do? Can I go across different positions? Can I change, you know, my perspective about the companies? Can I maybe work for an agency? Like, for example, if I want to work in PR, if in-house is not working out for me, can I work for different agencies? You just really have to think about the different scopes of the industry, what you can do and how you can position yourself. And also, a really big thing is, guys, you need to also have another informal approach to application. So generic applying, great. You always should do it now because of GDPR. So if there is a position online that you want to apply for that position, but also go out of your way, find who the recruiter is for that position, find their email and start emailing. Pick up the phone, call the head office, ask for that person, ask for that job. This is the time to step it up. This is the time to step it up. You're not going to lose anything. You know, what's going to happen? What's the worst they're going to happen? They're going to say no. Well, you know, you might get the same response anyways if you're not going out of your way. But what if instead they say, wow, you know, this person, they really, really, really know, you know, their worth. They really want to work for us. Like, let us give them a chance, or invite them for an interview and see what happens. There's nothing to lose, guys. There's nothing. There's only things to gain from this. And I've seen so much success through this method. This is one of the main things that I coach students on, is how to find the recruiter's emails and really think strategically about, you know, the brands that they want to apply for and how to connect with them and all those things. Because I know the value of the process. This is how I build my business in headhunting and recruitment. And this is how I build my business with the agency La Mode, because I do consulting with fashion brands. And this is my primary business before Fashion Superintendent was born. So I know the business development side, essentially, the you know, the hustle side, really, really pays off. So this is the time to really just think outside the box and be super proactive with your applications. And in general, as I mentioned, just really have like this perspective about the current situation, what's happening. Really think, okay, COVID is obviously slowing me down. The economy is obviously slowing me down, even though we're back to the pubs and we have like a semi-normal way of living. It's apparent. It's like so transparent that we're not just back to normal the way we used to be like a year ago. So you just really need to think about what else I can do to elevate my performance, what else I can do to really get a chance at a job currently in the industry. And I really hope that this podcast is not like a negative, like it's not like a more negative, it's more kind of just informative, because I don't want it like to be like the bearer of bad news, but also don't want to leave you guys to not see the reality of the situation and not evaluate the situation for what it is, because I feel like the most successful people always understand the reality of their situation and, you know, work and move strategically according to the reality of the situation. This is what I want you guys to know as well. Everything that we do together or everything that I do is just to help you, you know, get it easy. Just do it more easier than, you know, other people did. And You know my story and how I struggled and how, you know, I never felt compelled or like accomplished in the industry before I even started doing coaching. This is, I feel like, the best that I've ever felt. And it's still stressful for me as well because I'm an entrepreneur and I never know what's going to happen next month. Like if I'm going to meet my rent next month and all these different things, it's difficult. It's not even easy for us. So, you just need to keep going at it and just be really realistic. And end of the day, just really, 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 guys, remember that you are worth it. You are smart. You are capable. You have amazing knowledge. You have an amazing experience. You are so, so, so well put together, and it will happen for you. Keep remembering, just keep repeating to yourself, it will happen for me, it will happen for me, and eventually it will happen for you. Move through all these negative responses, or to, you know, move through all the, you know, the no's, and just move through them in a calm state, thinking, okay, this is not for me, this is not the opportunity for me, a better opportunity will come for me, and it will happen soon. Really visualize the dream job that you want to have, and as well as visualizing it, putting all your energy towards it, think strategically as well. What do I need to do to get that dream job? Let me put like a plan on paper and just really start going at it. And trust me, guys, as I mentioned, it will happen for you. I am 100% sure that it will happen for you. And, you know, with everything that's happening, it's just a humble reminder that nothing in life is consistent. Nothing in life is for sure. So we just need to be prepared for like whatever happens. And if there's a second lockdown, there's a second lockdown. But, you know, just take it up on the chin and, you know, just move past it, move through it in a more like calmer way. And as always, I will try to just be like a helping hand, like a one, you know, the close group that we have on Facebook, my Instagram page, you know, my website and all these different things, the podcast that I do. I really want these things to uplift you guys and help you out a lot. And I can only help from my own experience and everything that I've, you know, gone through in the industry, working in the industry, and, you know, everything that I know and the brands that I've worked with. I can work through that and just try and help you out the best I can. And I really hope that I am helpful, you know, even a little bit to you guys. But yeah, you can always DM me, reach me on Facebook, reach me on Instagram, send me an email if you're struggling, message me on LinkedIn. And yeah, I will see how I can help. And, you know, I'm hopeful to do a lot more free coaching or like a free masterclass soon. Like the quarantine lives that I had, when I just like give you guys little tips to how to combat this current situation. So yeah, a lot more exciting things to come. Thank you for listening. And as always, I send you love and light and best of luck to all of you. Fingers crossed. I hope you find your dreams up soon. And yeah, that's it. Thank you for listening, guys.